Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back. Do this, not that. And today, we're going to do that thing. That thing when you're in a meeting saying, hey, we don't have more marketing budget. How do we get more users to our site? How do we get more downloads, more subscribers, more buyers? Doesn't matter if you're a business or consumer marketer. There's got to be things that we can be doing that we're not doing that we need to test. And you know what? There are things. And these three things, I think most marketers are sleeping on. So let's jump right into it. The first one is this idea of web push notifications. You're like, what's that? What's a web push notification? When you go to a website, let's say you go to the website, I'm making this website up, accountingsoftware.com. When you go to that website, a little thingamabob pops up on the corner of the website, says, hey, allow notifications. It'll say allow or block or something like that. And you may not even remember it in your brain that you're doing it. Sometimes you say allow and sometimes you say block. When you say allow, you are now becoming part of that website's database that allows that website. It is an opt-in. It allows that website now to push out notifications to you. And when that website, whenever they want, they could push out a notification to you. It's not when you're on their website. Okay. It's at any time. It could show up on your desktop. It could show up on your mobile device. And these push notifications do incredibly, incredibly well. First of all, according to Push Alert, the opt-in rate, people saying allow, right? Saying, yes, I want those notifications is well over 15% for website visitors. It costs you nothing, right? Now, the other amazing stat from Neil Patel's agency is when you actually push these notifications out, the click-through rate on those notifications is over 10% on average. You can be notifying people of anything. You can notify them of a new sale, right? You can notify them, oh, a webinar registration is about to end. Think of a push notification database the same way you do your email database. You're constantly trying to grow it. And if you're constantly trying to grow your push notification database, whenever you want, you could push out one of these notifications. And this is what we've become accustomed to, is getting these notifications, seeing them on our phone, on our desktop, whatever. And it is purely opt-in. This is how you get people to come back to your site, right? Whenever you want them to come back to you, you could do it at a local time zone level, right? You could schedule these far in advance. Now, how do you do them? How do you actually do them? First off, most of our CRMs and marketing automation platforms that we already use, all the big ones, have push notification services available within them at no additional cost to you. You just need to go back to your providers and say, hey, can we do this push notification thing, this web push notification thing? If they can't for some reason, there's lots of services out there. Subscribers.com is a free tool that you can use. I'm not getting paid by any of these people. I'm just telling you what's out there. Subscribers.com is a free tool for this exact service. Google has something called Firebase, which is also a free tool. And then there are paid tools like Push Owl or Airship. But if you're not doing push notifications or you're not growing your website push notification database, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, I think you're missing out. So go ahead, Google push notifications, go a little deep down that rabbit hole, because I think it takes time to build it up. But over time, it's just like your email database. You're going to have this asset that's super awesome. All right. The second one is what I call top expert hosts. It is so valuable. Doesn't matter what industry or sector or thing that your business is doing, to be connected with some of the leaders in your space. And the easiest, best way to get connected with these leaders in your space, and it's super awesome, is you reach out. You could do this via LinkedIn. You could reach out via email. You reach out to these leaders in your space. You say, hey, my company is doing an exciting new content piece. It's called Expert Tips. 10 leading experts share their view on blah, 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 right? 10 leading experts share their view on the new HR laws or the impact AI will have or whatever. Now you reach out to 30 leading experts in whatever sector that you're in. And I promise you, because everybody has an ego, 10 of them are going to get back to you and say, oh yeah, here's the three sentences. And that's all you have to ask them for that content piece, right? Now you include them, you put the content piece out there, and now you are connected with these leaders in the space. You could do this if you're an individual, say you're coming out with the content piece. You could do this if your company wants to put it as part of their resource page. And now you're connected with them. You could talk to them about doing collaborations. You could talk to them about being on a podcast and a webinar, whatever. It is a great, easy, free way to get connected with the top experts in your field. And everybody loves participating in those because they then can list on their thing, oh, I was named a top expert. Easy. The last one is doing quizzes that your salespeople can get benefit from on the business side and quizzes on the consumer side to just build up engagement, right? If you make a quiz, it's probably the single best way to get engagement and get people to give you their contact information. What do I mean by that, right? So let's say you want to make a quiz. What if I made a quiz that I sent out via email and was on my website and it was called, Are You a Marketing All-Star? You have to take this quiz and it will tell you if you're a marketing all-star or not. If you got that email from me, right, a free quiz, would you take that quiz? I bet you would. And then what you do is you layer in questions that your salespeople want to have available so they can reach out to these people. So for example, let's say I was trying to sell CRM software. That's what my company did. And I came out with a quiz that said, are you a marketing all-star? And then I asked questions like this in my quiz that you have to answer. How do you track your marketing campaign performance? And here are the options. Spreadsheets, I'm old school, but it works. Analytics software, I dive deep into the data, gut feeling, I trust my instincts, or CRM software. And then another question could be, what's your biggest marketing challenge, right? And then you ask things about, is it generating leads? Is it measurement? Is it conversions? What is it, right? And then the person, in order to, they go to the next page, they get the results, they put their email address in. Now you have their information, but you don't just have their information, right? You have not just their contact information, you have information about their pain points. So now when they start to get your drip from all your different marketing communications, your salespeople can reach out having a really good understanding of what their pain points are and then could talk about how to solve for them. And then on the consumer side, interactive quizzes are everything. It is the best way to get shareable content. People love it. It's fun, right? If you're not leveraging quizzes to grow your database, you're missing out on probably the most engaging type of content that exists on the planet. All right, before we get to Since You Didn't Ask, which is the ridiculous portion of this podcast, I need to tell you something. This podcast rocks. You know why? We have the best sponsor on the planet, and that is Marigold. Marigold is my email sending platform. My agency, we send out billions of emails. I've been using Marigold for years. It's phenomenal. Now, they have a free piece of content, a new piece of content, which is called The 7 Tips to Reduce Spam Complaints. Come on, that's a big deal. Spam complaints could really mess up your email program. If you want this free piece of content, all you have to do is go to jschwedelson.com/marigold. That's my full name, jschwedelson.com/marigold. And you can get the 7 Tips to Reduce Spam Complaints. And one of the things they have in there is how to determine which of your contact lists you should sunset, that you should kind of archive and not use. Super valuable information. So check that out, jschwedelson.com/marigold. And if you want to check out their platform, just check out meetmarigold.com. They are awesome. All right, let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. So I saw that Coachella is going on. And honestly, I really don't even know what Coachella is. I know it's some like music festival of some kind. And the artists that sing there, I would say 75% of them, I have no idea who they are. And I also know that it's the time when celebrities dress up in a very cringy way and they look ridiculous and they try to look cool. And it's just really, really not something I ever want to go to. Now, maybe you want to go to Coachella. That's good for you. I don't know. But it got me thinking about the different concerts that I've gone to. Now, I have horrible taste in TV, but I also, here's something exciting. No, I have equally horrible taste in music. Yes, I do. I mean, you name the cheesiest music, that is my jam. That's what I listen to in my car. It is horrendous. So when I was thinking about the concerts that I went to, here's my roster. It's so bad. The first concert I ever went to, this is unbelievable. Would you believe the first concert I ever went to was Milli Vanilli? This is true. And for those of you who don't know Milli Vanilli, they got busted for lip syncing everything. They didn't sing any of their own songs. So I went to a concert of people that actually didn't even sing their own songs. It was awesome, though. I had a good time. Some other ones I went to, Billy Joel, of course, was great. And Bon Jovi, I mean, Living on a Prayer, fantastic. I saw Britney at a moment where she was having a rough time. You know, she was barely moving around on stage. But look, it was Britney. So I was fired up to see Britney. But I always worry about her. Went to the Jingle Ball. That's that thing like during the Christmas time where like all these people get together. I took my daughter there when she was younger and I didn't know. I mean, I had no idea who anybody was. Like Lewis Capaldi, no idea. Zara Larsson, no idea who that is. They had Jonas Brothers. That was all right. I mean, I don't care about the Jonas Brothers. I went to Two Live Crew back in the day. Holy cow. I don't even think I'm still old enough to hear some of the words that they were saying. That was bananas. But the most bananas one I ever been to, which just jogged my memory, was I went to Lollapalooza. I guess that's like Coachella, but I was younger. So I went to Lollapalooza back in the day, and it was crazy. It was like a million people, and I was young, right? I was in high school, I believe, and it was crazy. And so they had the Red Hot Chili Peppers on stage. It was so much fun. And so they had a mosh pit, and I shouldn't be in a mosh pit because I'm a big wimp. But I go in the mosh pit in the front, and everyone's going crazy, and it's running around. I'm getting like beat up. It's nuts. And then they scream out, somebody screams out, they go, "Who wants to get thrown on stage?" And I'm an idiot. I mean, straight up, okay? So I was fired up. I go, "Me, I want to get thrown on stage." So everybody in the crowd lifts me up with their hands, and I am like floating, whatever. And then I get right up, and I go, they throw me on stage with Anthony Kiedis and Flea. Flea's the guitar player. And I'm on stage now with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm like, this is great. This was like a moment. And then the largest human being that you've ever seen comes and tackles me like, and I thought my entire rib cage broke. I thought I was dead. Okay. They tackle me and they throw me into the back area and they scream at me. I was in so much pain, but I was so excited. The whole thing was so exciting. And then finally I met back up with my friends. I could barely move. They're like, "What happened?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'm an idiot." So don't do that. Whatever you do, don't do that. So that is my experience. If you want to go to Coachella, have a great time. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to see you there. And leave this thing a review because you know what? I don't know. Good, bad, indifferent. Leave it a review. I would appreciate it. And make sure to register for Guru Conference, the world's largest free two-day virtual email marketing event. We will run out of spots. GuruConference.com. You got to register. You rock. Thanks for being here. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.